appreciate y'all coming. This Sunday, so we're gonna have, a church. Reggie's gonna bring the message. Al was good enough to bring communion. We appreciate that. So just wanna clarify a couple things today. We're gonna start, fishing. When this is done, you guys go ahead and launch your boat. Al, what do you think? You wanna release at 6:30 or? I mean, I heard some talk yesterday, now there's boats going by me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There was.
Oh.
What are your?
Yeah.
Or just when we get down here, you just go fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine with me. Everybody's good with it.
Yeah, because it's gonna be light.
I don't want anybody to feel like they're not safe, right?
Right.
You gotta do what makes you feel like you're gonna.
I think it's probably gonna be a lot lighter. And how long is your message?
How long?
Okay, good.
Never trust a
Baptist
when he says it's not
hey,
long.
Hey, it's the same on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, it's not long.
So beer for lunch, right?
You know, they'll say it, Reggie, no farmer said, you know, if all the cows don't show up, you don't feed all the hay.
That's right, don't feed them the whole bag. That's right.
I tell you what.
So we're going to come get the bread and the juice and sit with it.
Yes.
And I'll instruct where we go from there.
Exactly.
I don't want to.
Hey, Charlie,
does anybody want to keep, what's that?
Just at the end of the service, just be thinking about it and just make the call. And then we'll know what light is out and stuff like that. It may be light by the time we're done, or it may be.
Maybe he wants to go fishing. He doesn't even have a boat.
Sunset. All right,
so it's three fish today. Same. We're going to stop fishing at 1 o'clock. You've got to be in line by 1:30. In line. Okay? Just make sure everybody's clear on that. Reggie?
I learned something from a pastor. He was asked one time, how long should a service be? And he said, well, if you're really charismatic, you might get away with 20 minutes. He goes, if you're not, you better keep it shorter than that because you're going to start losing them after 15 minutes. So I stay pretty short. What we're going to do on the Lord's Supper, we're going to ask everyone to come up and get a wafer and a cup, and then I'll instruct from there where we go through that. So if y'all want to come on up and do that, and then we'll kind of do it kind of that way.
There you go. Or they get filled over by the
wind. Good idea, Rick.
We're afraid the wind's going to blow them all over here.
No, I got the bowl.
You guys share.
Oh, thank you. Give me another one.
You
want
to
share with
Tom?
I got three.
Here we go.
All right.
I share my cracker. Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
Is this 11?
Last year I had 2 bottles of grape juice, and we only used like half of one. But it was the Walmart brand grape juice.
Got it.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Thank you, sir.
Get one, get the wafer over here. Okay. The Lord's Supper actually allows us to participate in the Lord's death and in all its fullness. Rather, we get to celebrate Him because of the blessings He provides us. So let's go to the Lord in prayer as we start off. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to come. And Father, that we would bless you in this communion as you bless us, Father. Be with us throughout this day. We ask this in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen. The bread represents the body of Christ as he hung on the cross and suffered in his body so that we could be free of our sins and shortcomings in our lives. So at this time, reading from 1 Corinthians. Let me get there. I got to change screens. I didn't bring my Bible, so y'all have to forgive me. I got it here somewhere. Hold on. There it is. Oops. I can't operate this. This kind of gets me in the wrong place. Oops.
Did on my we phone. Got
tech
support.
Hold on. I'm going to get to my phone here.
Yeah, we got two.
I know. I'm not too good with this stuff, this new stuff that comes out, you know. So I'm not inclined to do that, so. Oops. Sorry. I'm not a computer person. I just got big old fingers and they don't work right, so. So reading from 1 Corinthians says, "For what I received from the Lord, that what I also passed on to you, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" The juice represents the blood of Christ. The blood that was shed on the cross is a gift for us, washing of our sins at the time. Reading from 1 Corinthians again, if I can get back there. "In the same way, after his supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" "But whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's pray. Father God, once again, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this gathering. We thank you for these folks' heart here today, Father. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your son to die that horrible death on the cross, Father, and cover the sins and shortcomings in our lives. Father, may we honor you in everything we do. We ask this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
We'll do the message. Are they where we're at now? I'm going to have to.
Many of you older folks here may know what I'm talking about. Many of you younger may not, but do you know who Red Steagall is?
Yes.
Red Steagall was he's a cowboy poet, musician, songwriter, and just an overall cowboy, heart of cowboy all the way around. And he wrote a song that, and he sang it, came out in 1993 called "The Wagon Tongue." I don't know if any of you have ever heard it or not, but basically the song's about, it tells a story. It's about a young man that wanted to join a cattle drive. He absolutely wanted to be part of that, but he was only 17 years old, and he was green, and they really weren't sure about taking him on. But they did take him on, and they put him with the cook on the chuck wagon, which the cook is called the Cooksie at that time. So they put him with him, and when they headed down the trail, he said each night the Cooksie would do something really strange or really unique. Every night when the stars would come out at night, he would turn his wagon tongue straight toward the North Star every time. And he thought that was very strange that he did that. So we ask him, he goes, why do we do that every night? Every night that we stop, we do that. So in his song, it says these words. It says, son, there ain't no landmarks in these wide rolling plains. Ain't no trees or mountains, so each day looks the same. But you'll never lose direction, and you'll always know where you are if you always point your wagon tongue toward the old North Star. And it says, life is like a grassy sea. The trail ain't always plain. One might lead to pleasure, the other to pain. So where he got that from, what happened during this ride, they actually had a storm blow in, and the storm, lightning spooked the cattle, and they just scattered. There's a stampede, and it went everywhere. So it took them a couple of days to gather up all the cattle and bring them back to start driving them again. And so they drove them for a day there, complete day till that night. And then they stopped, and when he turned his wagon tongue back toward the North Star, they were headed west. They weren't headed north. So his movement of doing that proved how important that was to be out on these wide open plains where you can get lost in a heartbeat, not knowing which direction you are because there are really no landmarks or anything like that. So basically what he's telling us, it relates to all of us, is that's where we ought to be. It's very easy in this lifetime and in our world and the way it is now to get off track. You know, that we might lose our direction or where we're going. We might be in a ditch. You know, we might just be wandering around lost. But if our focus is always on our star, our North Star, which is Jesus Christ, then we can stay focused on the direction that we need to be going, not get lost and get ourselves hurt. Because in today's society, it's very, very easy to head off in the wrong direction. And the world tries to tell you that's okay. But it's not okay. Jesus Christ tells us that we should focus on him. When I was a young man, I mean very, very young, my grandfather, this was back in when they plowed fields with a mule. And my grandfather did that. He used the mules to plow and plant their garden and all that stuff. And one day I was out there, I was very young, and I was walking behind him as he was plowing. And I kept noticing how straight his rows were. And I asked him one day, I said, how in the world can you keep these rows so straight? You don't have anything to do that with like we have in modern society. And he said, son, if you always focus on what's in front, you'll never get lost. You know, you'll be able to stay straight. And it's basically telling me, stay straight in life. Make sure you're walking on the Lord's side. Don't be wandering around getting yourself in a mess. And I think that's very good because in Proverbs it says, in all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. And I think that's where we have a problem. Many people, when that word comes up, submit, they don't want no part of it. No, I'm not submitting to anything. But I'm going to tell you this, I learned the hard way. I'm 70 years old now, and I thought I was in control of everything in my life. But when tragedy came, and it did for me and it will for all of us, it turned me around and made me understand I'm not in control of anything. You know, that's when my focus on the Lord and my path changed and everything got a lot better. So, and since that time, hey, I try to stay on that path too. I veer off every once in a while, yeah, and you know what God does? He slaps me upside the head and says, get back over here where you belong, you know. And I didn't intend to become a pastor for my whole life. I never thought I'd be doing that. I don't know, God just keep leading me and pointing me that direction. I was at Ellis County Cowboy Church for 5 years, and I started helping out at other churches, just giving my testimony and then doing devotionals, then I started preaching, and next thing you know, I'm at Palmer Cowboy Church. I went over there to help out for 90 days. Been there 16 years. This year, it'll be 17. So it was just to help out to help. But, you know, if we truly stay focused on what's important to the Lord, I think you'll see that it helps us in every way. A lot of people, it's very, very easy to venture off and do our own thing I think the worst problem that I see is the world tries to tell us that everything we do is okay. But the world's not the one we're going to answer to. The world's going to be gone, and we're going to have a place in heaven if we focus on what's important. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Let me get there. This is probably meaningful for all of us. God's pretty direct. In what he says here, you think I'd know all this as a pastor when you don't work that way. Too much of it.
Some people are blessed with a lot of manners.
You bet. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, it says, enter through the narrow gate, for the wide gate is broad and the road that leads to destruction. And many many will enter through it. But small is the gate, narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few enter through it. And what he's saying is, the wide gate's where everybody's going to run. It's easy to run through a wide gate. You know, everybody's running that way, everybody's following that, and that's where the world seems to be leading more and more people. But the narrow gate's the one we got to focus on. We got to focus straight ahead. We got to focus on the narrow gate because only a few's going to get through there. Now, there are going to be some people going to slide into heaven. They're going to be smelling a little like smoke, but they're going to slide on in there, right? But God doesn't grade on the curve. He's direct in what he expects out of us. You know, are we going to be perfect? Or are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. Yeah, as long as we're here on earth, we're going to be sinners. That's just going to happen. But repentance and forgiveness is available. God offers grace to everybody, no matter your past, no matter where you fell down. People come to you all the time, man, you don't know my past. God knows your past. And if you're focused on Him, He's forgiven everything you've done if you've committed your life to Him. So what I'd say to you this morning, so we can close this up, point your wagon tongue toward the North Star, which is Jesus Christ. Make sure you're focused on the right things. Don't listen to the outside sources. Don't listen to the world. Stay in God's Word. Stay in a relationship. And understand this. Many people go, well, I don't want no part of that religion. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. You either have a relationship with the Lord, and that's it. Nothing to do with religion, because everybody tries to throw, well, I don't want this religion and that. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you're walking with Him daily, your life will improve. And you will be on a straight path. Amen? So let's close with prayer. Did you want me to do that, or you got that, Charlie? Father God, we come to you once again this morning. Father, we're just so thankful that we have this opportunity to enjoy this resource that you provide for us here. Father, I pray today safety and blessings on everyone, Father, that you would look after them, put protections all around them, Father. Let them have a good day, Father. We know there's some storms coming in, but you'll protect us, Father, if we stay close to you. Father, we pray that you continue to be with us as we continue to fish in the future. Father, we thank you once again for the outdoors and the things you provide. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give all the glory to you. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Y'all go fishing now.
Again, be in line by 1:30. Stop fishing.
No.